until 2 a.m.
Space plane!
Chachi. Chachi.
This one goes out to the king. They know why, they know the reason why I sing.
Oh, they
don't
want
to know one.
Okay.
Second take, next level.
We're gonna kick some South Kong dance. We're gonna shock
the devil.
Gonna sit maybe my dominion on this earthly terrain. Ain't going so well. Am I losing my kingdom of pain?
That's right. I ain't faking. I come at you quick. Say, get behind me, say.
Of the musical offerings of the 60s, as well as the weaponization of hip-hop into gangster rap. And, of course, if it's been successful in those genres, I'm sure we're going to find musical manipulation spirals out in all directions. In areas...
Surely not! Surely not!
...areas of entertainment we might not have realized or have maybe not wanted to realize, which is pretty much the primer for musical truth, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm sort of going genre by genre, really. It's a case of, who have I not pissed off yet? Whose heroes have I not?
Well, I'm always pissed off, so you got that covered, Mark Devlin.
Thrown out yet. It feels like that sometimes. I'm not setting out to do that, but it really feels like I'm pissing on a whole load of parades. And it's quite a difficult job to do because people do have a lot of emotional attachment to certain music genres and certain acts, certain big names in the field. And they don't take kindly to somebody like me coming along and saying, hey, did you realize there's this to know about this person in terms of their affiliations and their bloodline or whatever? So it's not always a popular job, but...
Tell me about it, Mark.
It's an area of research that I think I'm cut out for, and it's work that I think needs to be put out into the world, and so here I am doing it.
major timeline split and life hasn't been the same since, that could possibly be an element of gearing up for that as well. But I definitely think they're into timeline management and tying it into our music, our entertainment, and their attempts to try to channel this. I mean, I think you're right on, man. I think that's super provocative and also probably right in line with what's happening.
Well, that's right. The elites plan not just years, but decades in advance. And you hear a lot of researchers talking about technology in that regard. You know, it's known what technology we're going to be using in about 30 to 40 years. It's already been developed, but it's just not rolled out to the public until the time is deemed right. So I think it's perfectly feasible that the controllers, who, again, are occultists, let's not forget, they study things like shifts of consciousness, if you place any stock in that. And it's very feasible that back in 87, they were planning 30 years ahead as to where they wanted to take things. And I make the point in the book that whenever you get any kind of fad or trend or movement that sweeps up large numbers of people and sends them off down a certain path in terms of their behaviors and their cultural values and all that kind of thing, you can be sure that it bears all the hallmarks of manipulation, because the controllers have taken all this time and trouble to infiltrate every area of human society, literally, are not going to leave to random chance which kind of movements get as big as the electronic dance music scene did, all from these humble roots coming out of the acid house scene in the UK in 87. And that's why I referred to the Wikipedia official version of events, because there's got to be some kind of explanation given as to where any movement comes from. And the more benign and well-meaning it sounds, the more likely it is to be swallowed in terms of that's where it all came from. But what if there's more to know? And just going back to this idea of shifting consciousness and changing times back in the late 80s, there were a number of very significant world-changing events which happened around that time. If you look at 1989, that marked the fall of the communist regime, the breaking up of the USSR and all these satellite Eastern Bloc Soviet states in Europe were all disintegrated. It was the end of the Ceausescu regime in Romania, actually on the winter solstice, I think, 21st of December 1989. Then you had Nelson Mandela being released from jail in 1990. And I do actually remember that happening, so that kind of blows the Mandela effect out of the water in terms of my personal memories of it. But there are all these other changes that were happening at the time. The Berlin Wall came down at the end of 89. So these are all very significant world events, and it does seem as if things were changing then. I even recount an anecdote in the book of a personal experience that I had in the early months of 1990, where I feel I was tapping into some sort of change in consciousness, although I had no clue what was happening to me at the time. So yeah, forward planning counts for a lot, and these guys are masters at it.
Right, and another aspect of all that to pile on is Indigo Kids. You used to hear about these philosophical, higher consciousness, super creative, and
children
that were being born, and New Agers were saying, here are the clues that humanity is changing, that consciousness is changing. And I don't hear about that at all anymore, you know, 10 years later. And we've definitely been weaponized with vaccines or something to cause autism. And you could almost say, like, here's an attack on the kids. You know, before they bring in all this new energy, let's just hit them with some chemicals and destroy their lives. Who knows? But, I mean, it seems like you could approach it from many different angles. And the stories all seem to align to create a synergy of what the elite would want during a period of potential change.
That's right.
I guess we'll never know. Wow.
That's when they ran out of tape on the first time around with the older tape. But we got another way. This is a good
listening to what I'm saying, it appears as if I'm eating food. And that's just the program. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, I ain't eating shit. In the physical, it appears as if I'm eating food. But I always state in all of my videos, I'm a solar being and I am a breatharian. This is just 3D, 4D, 5D shit, man. It's infinite past the fifth dimension. I'm just here to usher y'all into the fifth dimension and get y'all thinking five dimension and above. And as far as yogis and other, you know, gurus and shit who work on ascending, but they don't ever reach ascended master status, I don't give a fuck about what them niggas working on. When I get ready to leave this planet, I'm out of here. There's nothing that's gonna hold me back. Now, niggas don't ascend because they don't want to ascend. Ascension is an option. Some people stay on this planet because they feel they're not worthy to ascend yet. Some people feel that they don't want to ascend because they got loved ones that they don't want to leave behind. They just holding on to something and they don't want to let go of it. That's why they not ascending. Me, I don't have shit that's holding me back other than the last little few little shits that I want to accomplish. When I'm done accomplishing the last little few shits that I want to accomplish, I am gone. I don't have to be on this planet. In my mind, I already know where I'm going. I've already built myself up for ascension. Ascension is easy. I acting like this shit is super ass hard. This shit is fucking ABC123 shit, man. It's simple. You know? It's simple, man. It's not that hard. You just gotta stop trying to find a complex way to complicate the easy shit. Life is so fucking easy. It's the people that try to complicate it. Everything is easy. So, I don't give a fuck about what somebody else thinks is hard or what somebody else has reached that they can achieve and how do I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it because I want to do it. And I do what I want. That's my program. Whatever the fuck I want to do, I'm gonna do it.
Me too!
Gentlemen, you are listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3 FM Radio. This is music done by me before the show. Directly to, as I said once, I said before, cassette tapes, we deal with magnetic fields, not ones and zeros and Satan's deal. No. Cause I got a home in that rock. That's why for now I don't stop. I know where I'm going. And in the meantime, sure enough, gonna be blowing. Oh, that's only now, Johnny. What? Because your hems. We have all kinds of because your hems. And you only gonna
win. I got a home in that rock, don't you see? I got a home in that rock, don't you see? Between earth and sky, thought I heard my savior cry. You got a home in that rock, don't you see? Poor man Lazarus, poor as I, don't you see? Poor man Lazarus, poor as I, don't you see? Poor man Lazarus, poor as I, when he died he found a home on high. He had a home in that rock, don't you see? Rich man Dives lived so well, don't you see? Rich man Dives lived so well, don't you see? Rich man Dives lived so well, when he died he found a home in hell. He had no home in that rock, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign, don't you see? God gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water but fire next time. You better get a home in that rock. Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. All I want is the love of God. Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. Oh, you must be loving at God's command.
You say you aiming for the sky.
You must be loving at God's command.
Why don't you quit your telling lies?
You must be loving at God's command. Oh, give me your hand,
give me your hand. All I want is the love of God. Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. Oh, you must be loving at God's command. You say the Lord has set you free.
You must be loving at God's command.
Why don't you let your neighbor be?
You must be loving at God's command. Oh,
give me your hand, give me your hand. All I want is the love of God. Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. Oh, you must be loving at God's command.
Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. All I want is the love of God.
Oh, give me your hand, give me your hand. Oh, you must be loving at God's command.
So it's that simple, man. People stay grounded down here because they got things to ground them. I don't have nothing that's grounded. I'm not thinking along the lines of, oh, I got to stay on this plane, re-coordinate or coordinate again. I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking like, y'all, I'm ready to leave and come back whenever I want to. Ain't no quarantine on this planet, so if you were sent, you can come back. So niggas got to stop thinking that, oh, well, if I said I can't come back, nah, nigga, you can come back. Some people be like, oh, well, I gotta stay out here because I got kids. No, you can ascend with your kids. It's you trying to place a limitation on yourself, man. Just be easy and go with the flow. Make it see. That's what you want to do. Fucking around in the ether for a while, I've successfully accomplished that. Everything that I've wanted to do, I've been doing. I wanted to go into the light, I went to the light. I wanted to go into the dark, I went into the dark. I was the first nigga, man. I wanted to go into the ether realms, I went into the ether realms. I was the first nigga doing all of this shit. Now I'm about to ascend to a whole nother planet in the physics.
Ensued. DC.
And it's nothing that's gonna hold me back, man. You know? I don't have your programming. I don't know where you get your programming from. But I program me. And I program me to be the best me possible. To be the best me ever. You know what I'm saying? And there's no limitations on me. So when I get ready to leave, I'm out. And I'm worthy to ascend. And it's my purpose to ascend. It's my purpose to experience ascension in this lifetime. Purpose to hang out and teach this planet all fuck that, because you niggas just like good information and then y'all go back to your life. This ain't just a good information. This is serious. This is you need to change your life, motherfucker. That's why I'm coming with such a radical and extreme delivery. Yeah, I'm giving you shit that ascended masters would give you, shit that a yogi would give you, but I'm giving it to the most extreme niggas in ways to where you motherfuckers will comprehend it, appreciate it, the information, and then apply to have information. Whereas somebody else could just, you know, I'm not putting on the suit and tie and all of that. I'm giving it to you the way, motherfucker, the way you know that you'll be able to comprehend it and apply the shit.
Washington.
Nigga, I told you we do kind of stars. God body motherfucker and the nature. I'm going hard. Thug Lord Vortex, nigga. Crack a rhythm gang over everything. I'm the next nigga. I'm not sitting here fabricating. I ain't talking for my health. I ain't talking, you know, I'm talking for my health. But I'm not just talking for my health. I'm talking for so you can make some lifestyle adjustments. You know? Even enhance on your nature. Build on your nature. And make some lifestyle adjustments, because that's what this is all about, yo.
And that's what Space Plane been about for like, man, 10 years at least. What is this? 11 years! That's a number of mastery. Time to stop paying attention. Time to start listening. Tuesday nights from midnight till 2 a.m. Recorded on tape. Tell all your friends. You can get it on archive, ckut.ca. But do it the real deal way. Don't do it the fake way that they giving you to make you think you're interacting with this world and using your mind and living your life, because you ain't. Do it the real way. On the airwaves. Radio, that is. No Wi-Fi.
It's all about that. That's what this is all about. It's all about that. So, with that being said, I don't have to keep on elaborating or expounding on that. It is what it is. When I get ready to ascend, I'm out. And
in spirit families.
Yeah.
So, you know, in one life, your mother could be your daughter in your past life. Or,
you're kidding me.
Kind of combination.
Don't even give me that.
Do you believe in that?
As a pop so below, some folks need those rules, some don't. Go by them, though. As pop so below, but we ain't all subject to the laws of reincarnation like they talk about for everybody. Everybody ain't everybody, and that's the one thing that everybody got to know.
Yeah, okay. Let me take the first one first. Okay, and then we're going to break Peter Swan.
They control the radio with their whack ass show. They don't, just that one station. They don't know I'm a broadcast for miles. Make all kinds of bins smile. They're gonna say, but first they're gonna feel. My pawn is lost, it's got to get across, but I've also got other tracks by Prongs that I recorded over.
Joint ausgehen kann. Ich glaube, das habt ihr schon getan, doch? Ja, ja. Wer weiß auch wieder? Okay, ich glaube, ihr kommt zurück. Wollt ihr, dass ihr zurückkommt?
where this whole scene went full circle, bringing it up to date where we are now in 2018. Looking at these massive, large-scale electronic dance music festivals that we have now, there's some clues in the naming of them as to what I think the long-term plan was. So many of the names of these events hint at digital and electronic ways of doing things and the future. So you have events like Tomorrowland, Tomorrow World, Mystery Land. I've actually got a list of some here. And if all these events were coming from different random promoters scattered all over the place, people might be able to make an argument for, oh, well, it's all coincidence, or they're just inspiring each other. Somebody comes up with a festival called Tomorrowland, and somebody else thinks, oh, that's a good idea, I'll do one like that. But when you find they're all coming from the same place, it puts a different slant on the story. And I mentioned in the book this company called SFX Entertainment, which has since changed its name and become a different company, and it's now known as Lifestyle Inc. At the end of 2016, the operation emerged out of bankruptcy from SFX Entertainment to become Lifestyle Inc. But on its website at the time, when it was under the leadership of this guy called Robert Silliman, the chief executive, their website said, SFX Entertainment is the largest global, there goes that word again, producer of live events and digital entertainment content focused exclusively on electronic music culture and other world-class festivals. And it goes on to list some of the major events that it's been behind, and they include Tomorrowland, Tomorrow World, Mystery Land, Sensation, Stereo Sonic, Electric Zoo, Disco Donnie Presents, Life in Color, Rock in Rio, Nature One, Mayday, Decibel, Q Dance, and React Presents. It also says that SFX, at the time, operated Beatport, the principal online resource for electronic dance music DJs, and a trusted destination for the growing EMC community, electronic music culture. So this one organization was in charge of so much of that whole scene and where it was all going. And they had all these events where the names hint at futurism and artificial intelligence and digital ways of doing things. You've got so many other events like that, Digital Dreams and other similarly named events. So
isn't it great to die?
I certainly think there was something going on there in terms of what the end game was.
And I'm saying die like for like soul death. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about transition. They got your soul in a box. Digitized suckers. Now is the time to relinquish your dependency on the cyber beast.
But as I say, it all came from these humble beginnings that were centered around London in the second summer of love of 88, which I remember well. I remember 1988 better than I remember yesterday.
Me too! Oh yeah, high five to President Reagan! I said, I hope Bush wins!
and going raving to some of these clubs. There were all kinds of little motifs and symbols that were associated with that scene as well. And actually, a lot of these had throwbacks to that earlier 60s scene. So when Paul Oakenfold started his Spectrum Night back in London as an offshoot of that famous Ibiza trip, he used an image of a great big bloodshot eyeball as a central motif for that night. And it also cropped up as the sleeve design for this record, Jibaro Electra, which is one of the early Balearic acid house records. And that bloodshot eye was previously used by the Grateful Dead on a promotional poster back in the 60s. I've got a bunch of acid house flyers from nights in 1988. And as well as metaphysical and mystical and UFO and alien themed symbology, you've also got a lot of stuff that cropped up in the hippie era as well. There's planetary conjunctions there, and there's sunrises and solstices and things like that, all kinds of esoteric and occultic imagery on these acid house flyers. You've got references to Timothy Leary. There was this guy called the Divine Styler of Hip-Hop who referred to himself as Timothy Leary, Timothy Leary of Hip-Hop. You've got the phrase turn on, tune in, drop out, which was used big time back in the 60s, cropping up on acid house flyers. You've got a bunch of early acid house records from 88, sampling things like The Prisoner. That
holy list making, Mark Devlin! Long story short, all this stuff that seems subversive is there to belittle, control, make one less than, dehumanize, humiliate, make people familiar with that humiliation, normalize beast-like behavior, and eat up some souls. And that is the musical truth about Lifetime actors and weaponized sound. Ain't that right, Mark Devlin?
Think between them, but I do think it's interesting to...
I think it's interesting to...
factor that in, particularly as not a great deal of people seem to have heard of these smiley face killings.
Right, yeah, I definitely hadn't heard of the killings themselves.
I did, but not those.
Songs, but the switch was in 1966. Then they went psychedelic. And I guess I'd ask you, what was the catalyst? Do you think this was part of the plan for the Beatles from the ground up?
I think it was. I've listened to other researchers who feel that the Beatles were corrupted. You know, they started out with the best of intentions, and they started out as this organic group that evolved naturally.
No, they were completely contrived!
And the powers that be observed their gaining popularity and thought, we can't allow this group to continue under their own steam. We've got to co-opt them and get them on board with the agenda. I don't see it that way. The way I see
it... That's right, here we go, Mark Devlin!
...the start were created with the view to them being used further down the line for culture creation and as part of the plan that they had in place for the latter part of the 1960s. So it was a classic tactic that was used. I mean, many researchers, most notably John Coleman, who was a former MI6 operative in Britain, is of the view that the Beatles were a product of the Tavistock Institute. And it wouldn't surprise me if that turned out to be the case. The same thing is said with the Rolling Stones. And so I think the idea was to get them very popular very quickly. And they would never have left it to chance that four lads from Liverpool that worked really hard and wrote some great songs and gained a fan base for themselves would have become the biggest group of the 1960s and an absolute cultural phenomenon on both sides of the Atlantic and everywhere else around the world. That's not the sort of thing that these controllers leave to chance. They want to be in control of everything. So when it comes to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, the two biggest groups of the 1960s, they would absolutely have been in charge of that whole transition and that whole process. So... disarmed their fans in the same way as the likes of Britney Spears that I mentioned and Mike. Same thing with Beyoncé. She first started out with Destiny's Child. It was nice, innocent, pleasant R&B songs that everyone could like. And it was only later down the line that all the dark, satanic stuff started creeping in. Same thing with Rihanna. You know, they just roll out the same templates and blueprints over and over. When a plan works for them, they just use it generation after generation. So with the Beatles, they started out with all these nice, pleasant, fluffy sort of pop songs, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Love Me Do, From Me to You, She Loves You, Twist and Shout, all this stuff. And by the time 1966 rolled around, by which point the world was a very different place to how it was in 1960 at the start of that decade. The Vietnam War was in full flow. JFK had been assassinated. Assassinated. You had the beginnings of the counterculture hippie scene coming out of California. You had the arrival of LSD, also magic mushrooms, and
ho ho, watch out!
There's a lot of stuff spelled out by Mark Devlin in a very British manner, with great recapping and details and generalizations like it's a documentary for VH1, but very, very important points about the Tavistock Institute, the builders of culture, the nefarious intentions of the architects of popular culture, and the duping of Beatles fans. I find that great.
CIA and MI6 and MI5 and all the rest of it. So the whole thing goes very deep indeed. And I'm making the point now in all the public talks that I'm doing connected to my book that there are common elements that you find time and time again when you get into the backstory of the music industry and the entertainment industry generally. And they include satanic ritual abuse, generational pedophilia, the influence of dark occult mystery school groups and networks, specifically those helmed by Aleister Crowley, such as the OTO, the Order of the Golden Dawn, the AA, and many others, then you get a large number of suicides, in inverted commas, and a large number of accidental overdoses. And there's all sorts of other stuff tied into it as well. And the point I'm making in all my public talks as well is people might like to ask themselves what any of this stuff should have to do with the music industry if it's all about fun and having a laugh and forgetting all the stresses and strains of the working week and just enjoying yourself with a bit of music at the weekend. There should be no connections between any of this stuff at all, and yet it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well said, man. And, you know, I did hear that recent interview you had with Jan. I actually really liked it. You know, obviously, me and him, we had an argument. It's really not that big a deal.
Me too. That guy's a prick. I'm always fighting with him.
He does have some good information. And he mentioned he just like because of him. Same...
Motherfucker said to you, that's the moral of the story. Don't be nobody's chump, don't be nobody's fool. Don't listen to what they do. That is to say, don't listen to what they say. Don't do like they do.